In Quest of Reality, Through Science and Religion. Galileo, 1564-1642, could only peer at the moon's visible face through his humble telescope. In contemporary times, aided by spacecraft cameras, humanity now glimpses the moon's hidden side. This basic example underscores the substantial chasm in scientific understanding spanning the past and the present. However, the price of accessing modern insights is markedly steep. On October 10, 1980, the world witnessed the installation of the most extensive telescope in New Mexico, incurring a staggering cost of $78 million. The American spacecraft Voyager, reaching Saturn in December 1980, commanded a hefty price tag of $340 million. CERN, the European Particle Physics Facility, finalized its construction in 1981, aiming to dissect protons and transmute matter. The financial outlay for this institution amounted to $120 million. Presently, this establishment plans the inception of a grander research apparatus, estimated at $550 million. In the United States, a proton research machine came into being, amounting to $275 million, and so forth. The mounting fascination of individuals with particle physics manifests in the exponential growth of participation. In the 1927 physics conference, a mere 32 scientists participated, whereas in the 1980 conference, the number soared to 800 participants. The American Physical Society's membership, which was a mere 1,300 in 1920, surged to an astonishing 30,000 members by 1980. Contemporary research endeavors, predominantly in astronomy and particle physics, incubate results over protracted durations, often spanning 50 years or beyond. Comprehending the depreciation of capital allocated to these nonprofit ventures, it is evident that a $100 investment's value would dwindle to a single dollar half a century later. These contemporary pursuits gravitate toward astronomy and particle physics. Their fruits of inquiry manifest tardily, taking about 5 decades to crystallize. Accounting for the diminishing monetary worth of investments in these explorations, which accrue no interest, the span of 50 years sees $100 devalue to a solitary dollar. Many express reservations regarding such projects, citing excessive expenditure on what appears to be futile undertakings. Addressing this sentiment, American scholar Roger Penrose articulates, "Do economists not share with us the thrill that accompanies each piece of understanding? Do they not care to know where we came from, how we are constituted, or why we are here? Do they not have a drive to understand, quite independent of economic gain? Do they not appreciate the beauty in ideas? A civilization that stopped inquiring about other things as well, a lot else might then die besides particle physics." Sunday Weekly, November 30, 1980. This citation unveils the imperative of comprehending the verities of existence. Even those who abstain from dissecting the cosmos through the lens of divinity yearn to unearth bedrocks upon which to ground their understanding and cosmic comprehension. The undeniable fact remains that the presence of beings akin to humans, nestled within both the visible expanse and the uncharted realms of the universe, presents such awe-inspiring marvels that contemplation becomes irresistible. No other pursuits, even substantial material leaps, can supplant this persistent inquiry. Possessing a mind capable of glimpsing both past and future, humans are driven to fathom the reason behind these occurrences. These questions loom over contemplative individuals, propelling them towards the truth. Within the vast expanse of the universe, human beings grapple with their existence within an infinity of galaxies, approximately 200 billion in number. Each galaxy houses an incalculable multitude of colossal stars, and the interstellar distances are so vast that they equate to the expanse of seas, with ships isolated from one another. The expanse of stars scattered throughout this immense cosmos is so staggering that uttering their single word names ceaselessly would demand 300 billion years to exhaust them. Plain truth, January 1981, in this unimaginably vast cosmos, humankind emerges as an infinitesimal entity. Even within the cosmic atlas, human presence appears tinier than those minuscule islands omitted from conventional world maps due to their diminutiveness. Despite this insignificance, humanity is traversing the universe's distances, spanning from subatomic realms to galactic systems. Possessing a mind capable of glimpsing both past and future, humans are driven to fathom the reason behind these occurrences. These questions loom over contemplative individuals, propelling them towards the truth. Yet, humanity's dilemma lies in the fact that, apart from revelations received by prophets, telescopic observations and laboratory experiments remain the sole avenues for seeking answers to these queries. In a universe teeming with worlds that the mere act of naming would consume over 3 billion years, how can humanity unearth the truth it seeks within the span of its 50 or 100 years of life? The stark verity emerges that only the Creator possesses the power to unveil this enigma, an illumination conveyed through the conduit of prophets. Albert Einstein, 1879-1955, unveiled the theory of space and time, attaining a remarkable fame. Some argue that Einstein's scientific worth transcended the acclaim he garnered. An elucidation is put forth. Einstein's inquiries were tethered to the universe's eternal truths, and one who ventures to peer into these cosmic verities assumes distinct significance in society's eyes. A visionary described. Whoever finds that which enables us to obtain a deeper glimpse into the eternal secrets of nature has been given great grace. That was the grace of Albert Einstein's unique greatness, to try to find such thoughts. The Hindustan Times, March 15, 1981. The yearning to fathom the universe's timeless truths is so deeply ingrained in human nature that it defies detachment. Since antiquity, humanity has yearned for these age-old enigmas, which consistently remains out of reach. If one cannot access these truths through personal endeavor, limitations prove insurmountable barriers. An inquiry arises: why, despite prophets unveiling these timeless secrets throughout history, do humans remain resistant to embracing the prophets' revelations? The crux lies in the prophets' response, replete with the concepts of reward and retribution, heaven and hell. The prophet calls for relinquishing self-directed lives and embracing a more constrained existence on earth. This conditionality renders humanity averse to adopting the prophet's proclamation. They relentlessly seek solutions to uncover nature's mysteries, responses without constriction. Future contemplation seems undesirable. Nameless spiritual entities' answers find acceptance by countless individuals, yet the prophet's revelations are met with dissatisfaction. This arises from the spiritual entity's responses merely gratifying the spiritual facet, devoid of room for spiritual discipline. Conversely, prophets' revelations engender relinquishing personal freedom, enveloping individuals in perpetual contemplation of the afterlife. Success lies in alignment with truth, not evasion from it. If the truth indeed resonates with the prophet's guidance, seeking an alternative verity proves a futile endeavor. Who can conjure existence from non-existence? Leadership through expertise. Lessons from the rightly guided caliphs. In the early days of Islam, the leadership of the Muslim community was marked by the exemplary governance of the first four caliphs, known as the Khulafa-ir-Rashideen, rightly guided caliphs. Their reigns provide a perfect example of how each person, when focused on their unique strengths, can contribute to a successful and harmonious society. This principle of expertise and specialization is crucial, especially when engaging in introducing the peaceful message of the Quran or fulfilling religious duties. The reigns of the first four caliphs provide us with timeless lessons on leadership, expertise, and teamwork. In today's context, whether in introducing the peaceful message of the Quran, religious duties, or any other field, it's crucial to recognize and respect the unique strengths of each individual. An intellectual thinker or skilled writer should contribute through their thoughts and writings, while an orator should focus on delivering impactful speeches. Similarly, those proficient in finance should manage financial affairs, and organizers should handle logistics. When each person excels in their area of expertise and refrains from overstepping into others' roles, the community, as a whole, benefits. This approach not only ensures efficiency but also fosters a sense of unity and mutual respect. It's important to remember that in the eyes of God, what matters most is our sincerity and dedication to our duties, rather than the recognition we receive from others. As the Rashidun caliphs have shown, the true reward lies in serving the community with sincerity, and striving for excellence in whatever role we are entrusted with. Let us take inspiration from their example and strive to excel in our respective fields, always keeping in mind our ultimate accountability in the hereafter. the role of expertise in leadership, and the importance of sincerity. In any organization, especially those dedicated to religious or communal work, it's essential that individuals contribute in areas where they have the most expertise. When people are placed in roles that align with their skills and knowledge, the organization functions more effectively, and the goals of the group are more likely to be achieved. However, a potential pitfall arises when individuals, based on seniority or tenure, are elevated to positions outside their areas of expertise. This can lead to inefficiencies, mismanagement, and ultimately, a failure to achieve the organization's mission. This verse encourages us to focus on our actions and their alignment with divine guidance, rather than on the recognition or status we might receive. While it is natural to seek recognition and appreciation for one's work, it is essential to remember that the ultimate reward lies not in this world but in the hereafter. Keeping the hereafter in mind. While it is natural to seek recognition and appreciation for one's work, it is essential to remember that the ultimate reward lies not in this world but in the hereafter. The true measure of success is not the applause we receive from others but the satisfaction of knowing that we have fulfilled our duties with sincerity and dedication. The Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of intention in our actions. Actions are judged by intentions, so each man will have what he intended. Sahih al-Bukhari. This hadith highlights that the value of our deeds is determined by our intentions rather than the external recognition we receive. Those working in finance or organizational roles should take solace in the fact that their sincere efforts, though unseen by the public, are known to God and will be rewarded accordingly.